Let's head to the Eagles rooms, and Ben Cameron has the skipper of the footy club with him.
I most certainly do. Shannon Hearn, in your first press conference when you're announced as the skipper of the West Coast Eagles, you were asked the question what kind of captain you want to be. You might not remember this, but you answered a premiership one sounds pretty good. So you're closer than you've ever been. How does that feel?
Yeah, look, it's been exciting. It's been a very good year. We've put ourselves in a good position at the end of the year and been playing some pretty good consistent footy, and we're a wonderful opportunity now. So we'll enjoy this, but it's really important that we prepare well, and then you just got to have a go. You've got to have a go and have a crack. So there's no point getting there and taking it easy. You've got to have a go. So we'll enjoy it. Have a chat with Simo and a few players, and we're just looking forward to it. It'll be exciting.
It was a goalless first term from you guys. They kicked three goals. They only kicked two goals up until about halfway through the fourth quarter from then onwards. What happened in that first term?
Look, sometimes games are just a bit just tough games. Sometimes they don't go your way. So I think there was just a few arm wrestles, and then we probably didn't make the most of opportunities, and we probably gave North a couple of easy goals. But the thing is you just got to still be in the game at all times. And I still felt we were in the game. We just need to lift a couple of things, and the game gradually went our way, and we made the most of it in the end.
I think Adam Simpson's just had a quick chat to you. If he has, what did he say?
Yeah, no. Well, we normally, as a playing group, we just go and have a chat and just... just to enjoy it. It's just one of those things. I think as a young bloke, it's always good to hang around and have a chat. So we've just decided as a senior group, but we'll have a chat with Simo in a couple of minutes.
Okay, I'll send you upstairs. Brad Hardy, Peter Bell, Carl Langdon and Mark Reddings.
Shannon, congratulations on the win. Very exciting for your footy club that you're through to a grand final. What did you have to focus on after quarter time? What was the message at quarter time from your line coaches, for example?
Yeah, look, one of the things is we felt just a touch down on the contest. Everyone talks about the contest, but and then just moving the ball forward, we probably just didn't make the most of the opportunity. And it was just a bit of a hard game, just a tough game, and it wasn't that there was anything glaring. We just needed to tidy up a couple of things.
Shannon, we talk about childhood dreams, etc. It's been a remarkable transformation under Adam Simpson. Just missed the finals last year. Still a young team, so I guess whatever you do next Saturday is only the beginning of hopefully a pretty good spell for your team, but you don't get too many chances, as we find out in this game, to grab them when they come your way.
Yeah, well, that's right. Every player always wants to be able to play in a grand final, and it's fantastic for our footy club. So it's just, making the most of the opportunity, because you don't know when they're going to come around. I was very fortunate enough. My first year was 2006 and had a good side, but it didn't work. So, we just got a great opportunity now, and it's just, it's exciting time, but it's just up to the players to enjoy it, have that balance of excitement, but also making sure you prepare well and that you're ready to go.
Shannon, you never want to put the cart before the horse, but even in some quiet times last week to yourself, as skipper, you and Adam are the shop window for the West Coast Eagles. Had you thought about how you're going to handle this week as the leader of the club, coming into a grand final?
There was no such conversations, because I think still, North Melbourne are a very good side, and after North Melbourne had won, we knew they were going to be a tough side, so it wasn't really looking ahead. Yes, you've got to have a couple of plans, but there's no point planning and you don't get there. So we were fully focused on this week, preparing for North Melbourne, making sure we were ready to go, and we got the results. So now we'll just not so much play it by ear, but we'll settle down and have a chat and probably just try to treat the week as normally as possible. But we understand that there'll be a lot more media and a bit more hype around it.
I guess there's only a few of the players that have been involved in grand finals. Xavier Ellis being one, Sam Butler, of course, going back to 2006, and Sharad Wellingham. Are they the three that come to mind, that they're the three guys in the squad that I can think of?
Yeah, that's right, Billy. That's all we got, I think. So Simo, we've had a few coaches that have been a part of that as well. So they'll be able to give us a bit of guidance. But at the end of the day, I think it's as a group, it's using that excitement and making sure we play together. Team footy all year has been pretty good, and if we do that and just focus on a couple of little things, I think we'll be all right.
Buggy, you should have known that that wasn't me, because too much research you got into that question. That was Mark Reddings.
Oh, sorry, Mark.
But I'll take being called a Hall of Famer any day of the week.
There
me.
You go. Sorry about that, guys.
That's right, mate. I know you guys don't, footy clubs don't like to individualise, but just the benefit of having a player like Josh Kennedy forward of the footy, his defensive work, He's ended up with 20 disposals today, 9 marks. He probably was a little bit off with the goal scoring, difficult conditions with a win. But just, he's going to be so important for you. Well, he's been important for you all year, but this week in a grand final to have a target like Josh Kennedy.
Yeah, I think most sides always like to have a key forward they can kick to. And part of the game now as a forward line is making sure we put pressure on. And Josh does that really well, but he also keeps blokes in the game. You know, Jack Darling coming back now has helped us a lot, and you know, Mark Lacroix had a great year, and even Jamie Cripps. Jamie Cripps works really hard for us and gets a couple of opportunities, and we're just happy with the way all players have, I suppose, grown, taken ownership, and in their own little ways, just, I suppose, we call it leading, but just showing by example, and I think that's as simple as it is, and we've been able to do that. And certainly Josh has been a standout this year, but it's been a whole group thing.
Shannon, you've only been off the ground 5 minutes. What about Chris Maston? He was subbed out. Was that purely and simply precautionary?
Yeah, no, I think I'm really not sure, to be honest, but I think he was fine sitting on the bench. He was fine, so I'm not sure. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't think anybody would want to miss next week.
Well, it's funny. Sometimes you have a couple of blokes during the week, during the year, they get a bit sore and they don't train. But all last week and probably this week, we have 45 blokes training.
Mate, it's going to be a big week for you. But just if I could just give you a little bit of advice, make sure you take a moment when you're driving home tonight and just reflect on, the exciting opportunity, and just really enjoy it, mate, because it'll get crazy in the next week. Your captain of the footy club, it's been an outstanding year, so if you just have that moment of reflection, I think you'll appreciate it moving forward.
Yeah, certainly take that advice. I mean, we've got Coxie around the club as well, so he'll probably give his two bobs worth, but that is the thing. You've got to really enjoy the football, but you understand that you've got a job at hand as well. So everyone finds that balance a little bit different, but it's certainly a thing that you don't... I don't think you just want to block it out. You've got to just roll with it and take it as it comes, pretty much.
Make sure if it's a sunny day in Melbourne on Friday for the grand final parade, Bunga, you put some sunscreen on your head.
All right, yeah, mate? I know, because, mate. I know. I'll wear a hat.
And 28 degrees, that's the early forecast for Saturday. So that being said, Shannon, congratulations on tonight. You're only 4 quarters away from being a premiership captain. Good luck against the Hawks next Saturday, and thanks for being part of 6PR Footy.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, hadn't been...